USA Radio News.
Tonight at around 6:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will be holding another Make America Great Again rally in Ohio. Certainly one of the things we can expect to hear from the president was the jobs numbers that were released yesterday. The unemployment rate fell to 3.9%, and the economy added just over 150,000 jobs. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
Firefighters in California and Oregon are continuing to fight wildfires. Now today, the temperatures are expected to be right around 100 degrees, and winds are expected to pick up in the afternoon, making it more a challenge for firefighters. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Who, what, where, and how are answered, but there's no why in last year's Vegas mass shooting. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The motive behind the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history may never be known. That according to Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo as he releases the final report on last October's shooting on the Vegas Strip. 58 people were killed and hundreds more wounded when Stephen Paddock fired more than 1,050 bullets from his 32nd floor hotel room.
By all accounts, Stephen Paddock was an unremarkable man whose movements leading up to October 1st didn't raise any suspicion.
Paddock shot and killed himself before police could get to him. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Nearly 400 people across 15 states have become ill after eating salads from McDonald's, including 16 patients who had to be hospitalized. The FDA confirmed the presence of Cleptosporidia in an unused package of Fresh Express salad mix distributed to McDonald's in late July. You can check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
They've had several more persons of interest. One that they've looked at specifically is a hog farmer. They brought him in, from what we understand, for questioning. They also asked him to take a polygraph. Yesterday, I went out to that farm, spoke with that person, that hog farmer, and asked him would he take the polygraph, and he emphatically said no.
A few months back, IHOP changed its name to IHOB, changing the P in pancakes to a B as for burgers. Well, did that move translate to sales for IHOP, though, over these past few months? Well, Steve Joyce is a Dine Brands Global CEO, which also owns Applebee's. He talked about if this move was a successful one for IHOP.
A couple things happened. One is we taught a new generation that the P stands for pancake, because they didn't know, a lot of them. And secondly, we quadrupled the number of burgers we're selling, and that's continuing. And both lunch and dinner part sales went up significantly. So for us, it was great. We had a lot of fun with it. So did everybody else. Some people took it a little seriously, but it was very fun. And I've been asking several people, have you ever seen anything like it? And everybody's like, I don't think so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.